souls in perfect time. Now the song is different and the words don't even rhyme. 'Cause you forgot the melody our hearts would always prune. So what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune? Turn your heart to mine the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of loving. We're bound to get in tune again before too long. There'll be no disaffinado when your heart belongs to me completely. And you won't be slightly out of tune, you'll sing along with me. There'll be no disaffinado when your heart belongs to me completely. Be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me. Sing along, along with me. Sing along with me.
Hello. This is Sophie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And as always, I'm joined with...
Marielle. Hi.
This is our first show of the semester.
Yes, and we have a new name this year.
Yes, Floor Salsa is dead.
Yeah, because it was given to us by our roommate. That is our ex-roommate.
Yep.
Yeah, and she gives us the cold shoulder now, so we decided to change the name. And the name was just random word generator. It doesn't really mean anything.
I don't know how to drive and Mariel can't park, so yeah. It's a little nonsensical. So our theme for today is we're going to play songs that we listened to over the summer. So that was Disaffinado by Kali Uchis from the Minions soundtrack.
Because... The Minions was a big thing this summer.
It was.
Yeah.
I think we both saw it.
We did. Probably at like the first week at least. I think you were opening day.
I think I was opening day.
But the problem was, is I like the song a lot, but it wasn't even in the movie.
It was not in the movie. None of the songs on the soundtrack were in the movie.
Except for like the
Tame Impala one.
Yeah, the Tame Impala one and the Phoebe Bridgers one had a little moment.
I worked a retail job this summer. I worked at a Warby Parker. And I think we listened to that Tame Impala Minions song at least three times a day.
That was in the
It was on the store playlist. Yeah. They change it seasonally, so like that was a summer playlist.
Do you get input on what gets played on Warby Parkers around the world?
Of course not. Corporate.
Sophie got Employee of the Month, so I thought you'd have more Employee of the Month,
but it was not for my music taste. It was for my pushing of blue light lenses. Okay, so coming up next, we have Despecha by Rosalia.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, no me llames que yo estoy ocupada olvidando tus males. Yo decidí que esta noche se sale con toda mi moto, mami, con todas mis chales. Yo ando de este chamba a loca. Bajé con un flow nuevo en caja, baby, hackea. Lo muevo de lado a lado y otro lado. Hoy salgo
Te lo voy a decir.
ataca. Te distrae, yo te adelanto por la derecha. 10-180 porque suena resinento. Ey, ey. Te distrae, yo te adelanto por la derecha.
Otro a Deser by Bad Bunny.
Okay, Spanish 21.
So I take Spanish and Mariel takes French.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically romance language whizzes. So we just had three Spanish songs.
Yes.
Do you know what any of those song titles mean?
No.
Well, as a student in Spanish 21, I will tell you.
Okay, great.
The Caliuchis song means out of tune.
Oh.
Which makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
And then despecha means...
Wait, run fast? No?
No. It means resentful or like spiteful.
Oh, so yeah, very far off.
Yeah, and then the Bad Bunny song means another sunset.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah.
That's very summer.
Mm. Yeah. Now, the Bad Bunny album was the album of the summer.
It is. Yeah.
Like...
You know why I thought the Rosalia song was like run fastest? Because like in French, like there's a verb like dépêcher, which I think means to hurry.
Oh.
But also, could be wrong.
I'll believe that. I'll take that as fact. Okay.
Yeah.
So coming up, we have a personal favorite of me and Mariel's. It's Beba Doobie. It's called Talk. It's off her new album. Okay, you were just listening to Valentine by Hope Challa. Mariel, I've noticed something about you.
What?
Whenever you bring a song for like one of our playlists for radio that I don't know, they're always like British.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, she is British.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of the artists that you bring that I don't know are British.
Did you search up that she was British, or could you just hear
it? I could just hear it.
Yeah. I just love the Queen so much.
any words you have for the Queen in her, like, if you
in the sky,
if you could, if you
looking
could,
down at us,
if you could, you know how like people are lining up for hours to like go look at the Queen?
Yeah.
Like, if you could say something to her,
if I could say some, if I could look down at her casket,
I think it's a closed casket.
Oh,
I think
if I could look down at her closed casket, I would say, maybe like a Princess Diana question.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Or
I bet she would respond.
Or Jeffrey Epstein.
Whoops. Okay. Coming up is another personal favorite of Mariel and I. It's Soccer Mommy.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Coffee, menthol. Set it up, keep it rolling, rolling, drop it, baby, drop it like it's stolen, stolen. I wanna ride that wave. Body built for the beach.
Do you got that ocean?
Body surf, don't sleep.
Body surf for me.
Hello, welcome back. You were just listening to Waves featuring Casey Musgraves by Miguel. That was a Mariel pick.
Yes, I think it's the first song Sophie didn't know that there was a Casey Musgraves on.
I did
song.
Not know that there was a new Casey Musgraves.
And usually you're ahead of me with Casey Musgraves.
I do like to say I'm on the Casey Musgraves bend, for sure, yeah. For sure.
Over the summer, I introduced my friend to Follow My Arrow.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. It's like, it's so cheesy,
ridiculous.
And
yes.
So ridiculous that it's just
it's
perfect.
Catchy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Red flag if you don't like it.
No, it is a red flag if you don't like it. Like, I'm really a Casey Musgraves girl, but like some of her music's cheesy, but it's all about embracing it for its cheesiness.
Yeah.
Country pop is like maybe just a cheesy genre. I don't know.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't really want to listen to country. No offense. Oh.
No offense taken.
I'm like, the most country I'm into is Kacey Musgraves, and that's not very country.
Speaking of genres we don't want to listen to, coming up next is Paramore.
Oh, you know that they're coming with like a new song on the August 28th. No, we're in September. September 28th.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well.
That's okay.
For listeners. For my mom and dad.
They're playing. They're playing a show in New York, but I'll be here, so. Tears. Yeah, I had a little bit of a pop punk revival this summer. I just like tapped into my eighth grade music, like a lot of Paramore.
Yeah.
A lot of My Chemical Romance.
I'm surprised your hair isn't purple right now.
I know. Sorry. So I thought this Paramore song was probably the most benign of the pop punk genre. Think we're gonna reserve pop punk for like a whole show.
No, yeah, Sophie, yeah. We need a dedicated show. I'm curious to see what Sophie means by.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Crush, Crush, Crush by Paramore. Enjoy.
Ooh.
Okay, welcome back. That was Tech It by Kafune, a Mariel pick as well.
Yes. Yeah, I just liked it because I heard it like everywhere. Like
yeah, I've heard that song a bunch of times, but I've never known the name of the artist of it.
Yeah. Funny enough, those like two, or like the artist or like the duo, mm-hmm. they were also in the same like NYU class as Maggie Rogers,
and the one with Pharrell.
Yeah, they also played a sample for Pharrell too.
But that video didn't go viral.
No, I guess he didn't see colors when he was listening to their song. But you know, they still make good music too. So I guess talented class at
talented
NYU.
Class. I've seen that Pharrell Maggie Rogers video like a lot of times.
Yeah, and you know where I learned this information.
Where'd you learn this information?
TikTok.
I don't even know why I needed to ask. Okay, coming up is I Know a Place by Muna.
Oh, never heard of this.
They're the ones that did that one song with Phoebe Bridgers. Oh, I was like, life's so fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so yeah. Yeah.
I love singing on air. Yeah.
Told me you don't wanna go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here by my side, and I knew.
than it would be. Just give me trust and anything can happen. Cause I know.
Okay, that was I Know a Place by Muna, and then Attracted to You by Pink Panthers, a 1 minute song.
Yes, it's sad because I really like her songs, but they're only like 2 minutes, 1 minute.
She accomplished a lot in that 1 minute.
That's
though,
true, she does. So maybe songs should be shorter.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, PSA the lovely time? Mariel's gonna read us a PSA, per usual.
Okay. When you talk to with your child, you build vocabulary.
Really?
And learning? Yeah. And learning starts long before school does.
No way.
For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the station, WMFO.
That's a new one. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. Do you know why I chose it?
Why'd you choose it?
My brother worked at a summer camp this year,
mm-hmm.
and I found out that there was some second graders, so like ex-first graders mm-hmm. going into second grade,
okay.
who did not know how to read.
Wow.
And that's a scary time. And I think that's because of COVID.
Oh.
So really start talking to your kids more. It's important.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for motherhood.
Okay. Why do you look so pained? Just motherhood?
That's distressing news.
Yeah, that second graders can't read.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we made fun of our friend Alex because she said in first grade she had trouble reading.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I don't really know when to, like,
I don't know what the normal time
yeah.
is to read.
First grade, like,
maybe
just sounds late.
Maybe that's normal.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe second grade is normal,
like,
too.
What do I know?
I know. What do I know?
Nothing.
Nothing. I can't even read.
you know about Maggie Rogers, NYU class with Pharrell.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, coming up, we have Good Looking by Suki Waterhouse, or as Mariel called her, Robert Pattinson's girlfriend.
No, but I take that back because, like, she should be heightened and he should be lowered. So I'll call Suki Waterhouse. That's the correct last name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suki. Or I'll call Robert Pattinson's Suki Waterson's boyfriend or girlfriend. Okay. It doesn't work. Okay.
That was
we'll
close.
Work on that.
That was close to being a sentence, but not quite there.
to anyone. You're not who you are to anyone, to anyone these days.
That was Out of Me Head by Steve Lacy.
Yes.
And that was chosen from not his newest album, but the album before, because everything on the new album is explicit.
Yes, and I very much forgot that because, yeah. But I feel like, yeah, he was already, like, big, but this summer it was, like,
the Bad Habits single dropped.
I know.
The TikTok girlies got on top of
it. No, the Mercury single, Mercury single dropped first and people like went crazy.
Yeah,
but then the Bad Habit one dropped and absolutely feral for that. All the TikTok girlies, me myself included.
I told you last year about my like thing with Steve Lacy.
What was it?
I'll tell you later. Like, I like him a lot, but my high school relationship was too intertwined to Steve Lacy.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he's laughing now. He's so big. Well, it's a good thing you don't like him. Or not like him, but are adverse to him. Because his tickets are super expensive.
Super expensive. So. I know. I was just discussing that with a friend the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are like, do you even know, like, that he was, like, the internet or, like...
Yeah, I actually didn't know that.
Like, there's, like, if you get a ticket to Steve Lacy...
Name three internet songs.
You have to come with the... With a list.
You're
going to
get quizzed.
Yeah, you are going to get quizzed during the concert, too.
It's like those guys on TikTok that will, like, go up to young teenage girls wearing, like, band shirts and be like, name three songs.
And I saw so many of those videos in the summer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then, like, one girl, like, didn't want to be part of their video, and they still put her in the video.
It's so rude. It's
no,
violation.
I don't want to be part of your TikTok video.
I know. And it's like... Men wear stupid band shirts that they don't know the band of, but it's just specifically teenage girls that are targeted.
When they do mention the songs, they're like, oh, those are the most popular songs. Like, yeah, you're going to know the most popular songs.
I know. I really subscribe to the belief that things are popular for a reason.
Right.
Like, in terms of songs.
Yeah.
Like, there are hidden gems for sure, but, like...
But if they're popular, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, going back to Steve Lacy, like... Bad Habit is probably one of the stronger ones on the album.
That's the one I like the most. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, like, it's the most popular one.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we have a controversial song from a controversial man.
Recently, controversial. I guess it's like, maybe he's always been a little controversial.
Yeah. Well.
But I forgot for what.
But there, yeah, I don't know. Just because he's a rock star. Yeah. I picked this song because my mom does Peloton yoga every morning, and they love a Maroon 5 song on Peloton yoga.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So up next is Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
This specifically she does on Peloton, or a different one?
This one. This one. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I can imagine it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in to our first show of the semester. This is Sophie and Mariel, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.